This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is nearing the halfway mark of her first term as mayor. Lightfoot was a political novice, and she's had to balance her agenda to change how business is done at City Hall with a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. Sometimes she's been accused of having a governing style that makes it hard to win cooperation from aldermen. WBEZ's Claudia Morell reports.
Earlier this year, the mayor was in the middle of a fierce battle with the teachers union over her demands to return to in-person learning. And seemingly out of nowhere, she's thrown a curveball question, quoting her city council floor leader who just quit.
He says, your style has made it difficult. Is there a revolving door with your administration?
No, I'm different then in every single way than any other mayor that's ever been here before. That's not a surprise. And so people are still, almost 2 years later, getting used to that. But I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
As a candidate, Lightfoot wore her outsider status as a badge of pride. But as she approaches the midpoint of her first term, that tone has created some challenges, most notably with the city council. Like when she described criticism of her administration using federal pandemic dollars for policing this way.
You know, criticism comes with the job of mayor, but this one's just dumb.
But Lightfoot did not inherit the rubber stamp council of her predecessors. She hasn't been around long enough to handpick and appoint a bunch of aldermen like Richard M. Daley. And she's made it clear that she's not interested in trading votes for neighborhood perks like Rahm Emanuel.
I don't buy votes. I never have. And never will. And people aren't used to that.
And while some aldermen may complain that her leadership style leaves them out of the discussion, some of Lightfoot's supporters see the ongoing conflict as a sign of strength for the mayor. Mark Rust is vice chairman of the law firm Barnes and Thornburg. He was an early supporter of Lightfoot's and is still behind her today.
You know, the thing that excited me most right off the bat was taking the immediate opportunity to remove the aldermanic prerogative. It had been the source of a huge amount of our corruption in the city.
Wesley Scogan, a professor at Northwestern University, was also an early supporter of the mayor's after their paths crossed during her role as the head of the Police Accountability Task Force. It was the mayor-appointed board put together after the fatal police shooting of Laquan McDonald.
She impressed my socks off. She was tough. She was smart. She knew how to run things. She turned a large group of prima donnas and community activists and a very disparate group of talent and pushed it all together and made it work.
Candidate Lightfoot talked about that work often, highlighting the recommendations she made for reform, the signature piece being civilian oversight. But Mayor Lightfoot has left some in the reform movement disappointed.
I mean, she wouldn't be mayor but for the police accountability issues in Chicago.
University of Chicago professor Craig Futterman has made a career documenting how the city disciplines, or fails to discipline, police officers of wrongdoing.
The same mayor who and person who I sat by her side in making series of recommendations about what needs to be done and the importance of working collaboratively with people who've been most impacted is now, as mayor, someone who I've experienced as someone who's shown no interest in collaborating with those same groups of folks.
While the lack of progress on police reform has left some disappointed, Lightfoot has been lauded on her work with housing and development, particularly on the South and West sides. Kevin Jackson is with the Chicago Rehab Network. Jackson said Lightfoot has succeeded in looking at housing through the lens of racial equity.
She has talked about these issues in a way that is much more focused on what needs to be happening in neighborhoods than what the previous administration has.
As for Lightfoot's political tone, she's shown recently no desire to change how she governs, saying it works. And with the pandemic waning, Lightfoot still has 2 years left to work on the issues she campaigned on. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.